Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Garcia, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Monday is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, which for a lot of us means a three-day weekend, but it also holds the possibilities for events and opportunities to reflect on the late civil rights leader's activism and his impact. In Nevada County, a longtime community tradition is making its return this year after being on a three-year hiatus. For decades, the MLK Community Choir has honored Dr. King's spirit of nonviolence and unity, and the power of the community to come together and uplift others, and, you know, all of us. Bringing together dozens of singers, the group will perform its free noon concert on Monday at the Nevada Theater in Nevada City. Stan Thomas Rose is the choral director of the MLK Community Choir and joins us now. Welcome to Insight, Stan.
Thank you.
So can you tell us a little bit more about yourself, your background? What is your connection to music?
Well, I've always done music. My mother was a ballet teacher, and music was all around. We never went anywhere in the car without the whole family singing. So I've been a singer my whole life. We had an incredible choral program in high school. I had a magnificent middle school teacher who taught me how to read music, how to read and sing. I went to a great college for music, and
College was that?
Chapman. Now a university. Back then we were just a college. while I was in college, I started working as a church musician, sometimes a singer, sometimes a director, and I'd done that for probably over 50 years, and taught voice. So I've been a church musician kind of my whole life, but then I mainly made my living as a teacher, mostly doing music. I just retired from 40 years of that a year and a half ago.
Wow, 40 years.
Yeah, but I'm still doing church. I'm the choir director at Trinity Church in Nevada City. Also did a little acting on the side, so.
Nice, yeah, well-faceted. Threat, I think they call that. For those of us who maybe haven't been to a church service in a while or maybe are not from that world, what is the role that music plays in church services? Why is it so important?
I think it's varied in different churches, but the overarching theme is that that's what unifies us. That's what pulls us together. It's if you don't have good music going on, then likelihood is that your church is going to shrivel away.
The lifeblood almost.
So and one of the wonderful things about church music for me is that it's not about listening to a show. It's about inviting people to do it together.
Yeah, because so often an experience of music in day-to-day life is, you know, through the radio or other people sort of like at a concert. It's not participatory. It's sort of, you know, you're there to watch. But in a church choir, for instance, you're either in the choir singing along or you're in the pews dancing and sort of singing along, bringing together that spirit.
Well, we're Episcopalians. We don't dance as much.
A little less on the dancing side. Yeah, of course.
But hey, let me tell you, Bethel AME, that is a huge part of it.
Yes.
One of the joys of working with them.
Can cut a rug, so to say.
Yeah.
So what sets a community choir like yours? We've been talking about church choirs, but the MLK choir doing the performance on Monday is a community choir. What's special about that?
I have a little summer community chorus that I've led for almost 20 years, but the MLK community choir it's just open to anybody that wants to join. Same as my little community chorus, So with my community chorus, I have certain places where I invite people who want to join. And, you know, a given year, we might have 12 or we might have 27. But this year with the MLK choir being revived, I went over and above. And I put out invitations to all the church choirs in the Nevada City Grass Valley area. We have several really fine auditioned choirs. There's a male men's choir. There's a Cornish Carol choir. All in all, I contacted about 15 organizations.
Wow.
So our singers come from all over. So that's the difference between a community chorus and, you know, my church choir is made up of people who go to my church, but the community chorus is really broad-based.
Pulling from so many different places.
And then we're continuing the connection we've had for over 40 years now with Bethel AME down in Marysville.
Yeah. Can you tell me, speaking to that history, can you tell me a little bit more about the MLK Community Choir and how it got started?
Yeah. There's a funny story about how the event started way back in 1982. KVMR was thinking, well, we got this new holiday, Martin Luther King Day, and it wasn't necessarily real popular up in our redneck area of the of the country, but they said, let's do it. And so they, late in the night, they're trying to figure out what they can do. And one guy named Ken Snow threw out the idea, well, let's bring in a black gospel choir. We are the widest and oldest county in the state of California. at least we used to be. It's shifting finally. But the, apparently he thought that was kind of a joke. But then another member of the group, Rosa Lopez, said, oh, you know, I was just invited at Christmas to hear this down in Marysville to Bethel AME Choir. It was the most moving Christmas service I'd ever been to. And so they contacted the church in Zenobia Brown, and they brought that choir up. And after just even that first one, they referred to Ken as Brother Ken. Tragically, he got ill and died before actually, while they were still planning the second annual. And so Rosa just took it over and ran it for a long time. So that was the beginning. And it went on for 40 years.
40 years.
Over time, they, you know, Zenobia would partner with the local high school choirs. Several of my sons got to sing in that concert. And then in, we think it was 2012, I had a choir member in my little community chorus who said, you got to get together with Zenobia. And so we joined forces. And within a year or two, when we met to plan, we'd be talking to each other. And we both realized at the same time, the same year, we're not thinking of this as your choir and my choir. This is the MLK choir.
Oh, wow.
Both of us were thinking of it that way in our own private heads. And so Zenobia being a gospel musician, it's never the same twice. So this is the first time we've been called the MLK Community Chorus, but we've been the MLK Chorus.
For this whole time,
For many years now,
For those who aren't familiar, Bethel AME stands for Bethel African Methodist Episcopal Church. Mm-hmm. And you sort of alluded to this a little bit. There's a bit of, I think, different styles between, you know, Bethel AME and the choirs you had mentioned, your churches.
Yes.
What is the combination of those styles like when it comes to something like the MLK Chorus?
Well, for this event, we're a gospel choir as far as we can be. We're not going to be doing any Anglican chant, which we do routinely at my church. We will be doing traditional spirituals, which is a part of really any choir's repertoire, and certainly it is the church choir I've led for 25 years. But the we'll do a set of patriotic songs, including the sort of the traditional black national anthem.
Yes.
Lift Every Voice and Sing, which is in our Episcopal hymnal.
Oh, wow.
So it's there are connections. And then we'll be doing, like I said, the traditional spirituals. We'll be doing some standard things like We Shall Overcome.
Yes.
And Abraham Martin and John, those are always part of this concert. And I'm sneaking in one real choral piece, mm-hmm. but it's based on a text written by a black woman reminiscing about her heritage from her grandmother's.
What piece is that?
It's called Lineage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a very dramatic piece. And then we have a whole bunch of gospel tunes
yeah.
that we do together. We're going to close the program with, actually, 7 years ago, I wrote a song that I didn't set out to write any particular thing, but it when I got it written, I said, this is MLK. And Zenobia loved it, so it's become our traditional closer, Stand Up Together.
Wow, and that's a piece you wrote.
Yeah, and she makes me come down to Marysville every time she wants to perform it with any group.
Come on down, Stan.
Yeah.
Since this choir celebration first started, you mentioned that's over 40 years ago now, what has the response been like from the community initially, and how has that evolved?
Well, I was off at college in 1982, so I don't know so much how it was received initially, but what I read about is everybody was calling up the station and saying, we had a gospel concert, why didn't you promote this more? So that started happening. And it really became it's a huge part of the identity of our community. KVMR kind of represents the alternative community in a lot of ways. But that's been a huge – I grew up with – the hippies are up in North San Juan along with the yes. miners, and there's loggers everywhere. And, you know, it's a very diverse community, and connecting with – the principles that and ideals that Martin Luther King inspired is a big part of our community now, and I think it was missed when it wasn't there, and the enthusiasm is just off the charts.
Yeah. Of course. You mentioned that the performance wasn't there for a couple of years. We are seeing it return after 2022. Why did the concert go away?
Well, it had done 40 years.
Yeah.
And part of what happened was that the Bethel AME Church and Zenobia's choir, literally many of them aged out during many of the years that my group was part of it. Many of her church choir members had been there for the full, 37 years or 38 years or whatever it was at that point. And literally, many of them just wasted away and died of old age, so that choir kept getting smaller, and ours grew slightly. Nothing like this year, but because I recruited so widely this year. But that 40th year was actually not held in Grass Valley or Nevada City, and we did it down in Zenobia's church. Mm. But it was a much smaller group than it had ever been before, and it just sort of seemed time. This revival's a little different in that it's kind of our big group, including hers, where it used to be the opposite, very much the opposite. And it's still her show. It's the program, the way she set it up, and it's we hung on to the songs. There are half dozen songs that we do every year, so I'm really excited about bringing it back.
Yeah, of course. What led to some of the impetus to make it return, to bring it back this year?
Paul Emery, he produces a lot of theater and music and in our community, and he called me up and said, we need this, Stan. It's time. Let's bring it back. He had rented the Nevada Theater where we're going to be performing for a series of shows that he was putting on. And he realized, hey, I've got Martin Luther King Day clear. So, it's been tremendous having his, I was really honored to be invited to do that. And it's really helpful to have somebody who knows all the ins and outs of
the
things I'm bad at.
Yeah, we all need some support.
In front of a choir, I know what to do, but all the rest is hard for me.
As we look to kind of close things out here, of course, Monday is about, you know, more than just a performance. It's about also carrying Dr. King's legacy into the future.
Yeah.
What do you hope people take away from the celebration on Monday?
Well, the real reason that I obsess over this all the time, but to me, we can't be against this, that, and the other. Mm. What is it we're for? And how do we unify? And we have to restart a movement, really, for everybody to say we want equity, we want justice, we want love and kindness to be part of our society. We want our government to work for the common good. We want peace. We want to rebuild our community, to unite our nation.
Yeah.
The wonderful thing about music is it reaches across boundaries that are there otherwise. I mean, I've got singers from all different sorts of churches.
Brings us all together.
I haven't taken a poll, but a lot of, you know, you don't have to be a Christian to want to sing these songs.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's about love.
Stan, thanks so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Well, thank you for the invite.
Stan Thomas Rose is the director of the MLK Community Choir. The group is bringing back its free noon concert on Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, at the Nevada Theater in Nevada City. We'll have more information on our Insight page. That's Insight for today. Learn more about our guests at campradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@campradio.org. Thank you to senior producer Sarit Leshinsky and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Andrew Garcia in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here after the 3-day weekend on Tuesday, January 20th. Be well.